This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Starting this month, people buying tobacco from any store in the U.S. will see signs warning of the health risks from smoking. The signs were ordered by a court after 2006 verdict against Altria, Philip Morris USA, and R.J. Reynolds. The judge ruled that the companies violated civil racketeering laws and lied to the public about the health risks and addictiveness of cigarettes. However, the tobacco companies fought the placement of the warning signs until this past December, when the U.S. Department of Justice, public health advocates, and the companies negotiated an agreement. The signs will stay up for 2 years, including in more than 4,000 tobacco retailers in Colorado. Warm, windy weather is hitting the state, but rain earlier this summer means the region is staying ahead of drought conditions. Meteorologist David Bargenbrook is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
We're ranging between about 300 and almost 500 to 600% of normal precipitation in a few spots. So basically 3 to 4 times as much precipitation as we would normally see in the last 2 months.
Fire restrictions on parts of the western slope will continue through the end of tomorrow. The only area experiencing drought in the state currently is a small patch of Baca County. United Airlines troubles continued through the 4th of July holiday weekend, with thousands of flights delayed and more than 200 canceled nationally. CPR's Jenna McMurtry spoke with a struggling traveler.
Abby Turtelo wishes there was more transparency.
I just wish that they really had owned up to why the delays and cancellations are happening. You know, blaming the FAA and the weather it's gross. They should own up and take responsibility if their system fails.
United says they're also working to fix scheduling and staffing issues as well. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.